The word of God is still growing and being multiplied for the increase of Christ.
Group
in Acts 6:7 refers to the growth in life, indicating that the word of God is a matter of life that grows as a seed sown into man's heart for the increase of Christ, the growth of God within us. Multiplied in Acts 12:24 refers to the increase of Christ in numbers. Actually, the multiplication of the disciples depends on the growth of the word.
And Roman numeral 3.
The continuation of the book of Acts is the continuation of Christ with the corporate living of the perfected God-man as the reality of the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul, as a pattern to all the believers, the members of the body of Christ, live Christ for his magnification as his continuation.
And rule number 4.
Acts 26:18 reveals the work that we must do today for the increase and building up of the body of Christ. This verse unveils the all-inclusive contents of our divine commission to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
Roman numeral 5.
If we would be in the continuation of the book of Acts, we need to continue to live in the divine history, in the unique stream of the work of the Lord, by having an upper room consecration.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. And then we can pre-read the verse, day 1, Acts 28:30-31.
And he remained
2 whole years in his own rented dwelling, and welcomed all those who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness unhindered.
Amen.
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 2 whole years.
Amen.
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 He remained 2 whole years.
Amen.
He remained 2 whole years.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. He remained 2 whole years.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
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 His own rented dwelling.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. In his own rented dwelling.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And welcome all those who came to him.
Amen.
Welcome all those who came to him.
Amen. All those who came to him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for such a pattern.
Amen.
One who opened his home.
Amen.
Welcome those all in.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Proclaiming the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Proclaiming the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Proclaiming the kingdom of God.
We want to have homes that are open.
Amen.
Oh, proclaiming the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With all boldness.
Amen.
With all boldness.
Amen. With all boldness.
Yes, we want to be such people.
Amen.
Oh, proclaiming.
Amen.
Oh, this kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, the teaching of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, with all boldness.
Amen.
Unhindered.
Amen.
Unhindered.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints. This week, I was enjoying that the Word of God has authority, right? And we see this at the beginning in the Roman numerals. It says, like, the Word of God grows, and then it gives life. So it gives more life to us, and then it has the ability to grow.
Amen.
So I was enjoying that this verse, and day 5, Acts 26:18, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
Amen.
Amen. So I really appreciate that the Lord has authority. Whenever we the Lord sends us to preach the gospel, we go under His authority. And then this has to do with I really appreciate the subject of the book of Acts, which says the propagation of the resurrected and ascended Christ by the Spirit through the disciples for the producing of the kingdom of God, the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when this in Acts 1:8 says that and you shall receive power. And from the Holy Spirit should come upon you, and you should be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Amen.
Amen. So hallelujah that the Word of God is has authority to bring sinners into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Transfer from the authority of Satan to the authority of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was appreciating this matter that. When the Lord spoke this from Jerusalem, the outermost part, one of the brothers was saying, the outermost part of the earth is Anaheim, California, from Jerusalem. But how about the outermost part of the earth, all the parts of the earth? This is what the Lord wants to gain, all the parts of the earth. So, oh Lord, that I would consecrate myself, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I would disciple South America into the triumph, God.
Amen.
Amen.
All the parts of all the outermost parts of the earth. And then I was enjoying that human beings, that even though human beings rebel against God and don't want it nothing to do with God, but this word has the authority to rule over human beings and to turn them from the authority of Satan to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. So I was enjoying that, and also about and then regarding the later in the week, it talks about one-on-one shepherding. So we also it's important to have I'm so happy every day when I read the Word, right? The Lord just ministers to us and have personal time with the Lord, and then we can enjoy the Lord day by day.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I feel this subject that we're getting into is very timely. We're about to embark the beginning of a new semester. The fishermen are going out to fish. And I think in light of all of this is why the brothers gave these messages. The burden, of course, from the Lord is that for all the churches, you know, we're not just here for numerical increase. You know, we're not just here to gain people, gain souls. But we're here for what? The building up of the body, right? The building up of the church. And how does that come about? Well, it comes about through the increase of Christ. And so I appreciated to see from the first week, just the basically it was an overview of the book of Acts, right? And how Acts is a book of the Bible that doesn't have an end, right? Actually, if you think about it, we're living in the continuation of this book. Anyway, I just share a little bit of what I appreciated. It's to first see that in these verses in John, this verse in John 5:17, that the Father is working.
Amen.
He's always been working. I appreciated the song that was called this morning, A Mighty Flowing Out is Our God.
Amen.
In Micah 5:2, it says, you know, that God proceeded out, or his goings forth, comes from eternity.
Amen.
Right? And so, he went forth. Amen. God the Father went forth.
Amen.
Our God is a flowing triune God.
Amen.
He flowed himself into a man.
Amen.
His goings forth entered into a man. In incarnation, in his human living, in his crucifixion, resurrection, and finally ascension.
Amen.
He is moving.
Amen.
Our God is always moving.
Amen.
But the question is, are we cooperating with him? I appreciated to see in a fresh way this verse in John that the Father is always working. But you see the Lord, his cooperation, and I also am working. So we should ask ourselves, I need to ask myself this, you know, is my work aligned to God's work?
Amen.
Is our work and our living, are we in tune with what God is doing on this earth today? Otherwise, then what are we doing? You know, we're missing the mark.
Right.
But I appreciate to see that today we need to be one with this Christ who's living and moving in us.
Amen.
And we need to actually, when it comes down to it, it's a matter of having this word being multiplied, right?
Amen.
Being increased in us.
Amen.
So that as we enjoy this word, we fall under its heavenly ruling.
Amen.
And then we are being produced as the kingdom people. You know, when Paul was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, it wasn't just in words only. He was living it.
Amen.
And I really, to see that picture, right, at the end of his journey, right, in Acts 27:28.
Amen.
You know, that experience, I think more of us can share about that. But I really appreciate it in that footnote, which, by the way, is like a classic, such a awesome footnote. One sentence in that footnote. This was Jesus living again on this earth.
Amen.
And when all the natives, when they saw this person, they just worshipped him. They thought he was a god.
Amen.
Why? Because he conducted himself in such a way that he was expressing, right? He was representing God on this earth. And so, you know, praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
The Lord, he has finished his earthly ministry, and now he is in his heavenly ministry.
Amen.
And he is moving and acting and living through us as the believers.
Amen.
So we, today, we are his continuation.
Amen.
We are his life crease.
Amen.
We are his multiplication.
Amen.
We are his spread.
Yes.
And we give him, may we give ourselves, right, to cooperate with the Lord in such a way so that the Lord can really bring forth his kingdom.
Amen.
On this earth today.
Recovery can be carried out only by the specific and extraordinary consecration in the upper room. The Lord's move was with those in the upper room, with those whose eyes have been opened and whose hearts had been touched. It is a small number who will turn the world and change the age. If we would be in the upper room, we need to pray in a specific way and say, Lord, I'm willing to be in the upper room for the recovery of your testimony. And this is my prayer today, and I guess each day I have to pray that, to really be a part of this upper room experience.
Amen.
And today's reading said, what must we do today? Is just to go along with the streams. Just subject ourselves to the current of the work of the Holy Spirit. It is in this matter I have no personal liberty. It is not according to my thoughts, but according to His flowing. And I just quoted down, it says, what happened to those 120 who were in the upper room? They all became a burnt offering. They were burning and they burned others. We also need to be burned, and then we will burn others.
Amen.
May the Lord be able to burn us so we can burn others.
I also enjoyed what the sister was sharing at the end about going along with the stream. So I'll just read the last portion again. It was the last paragraph on day 6. It says, what we must do today is just go along with the stream. Just subject ourselves to the current of the work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In this matter, I have no personal liberty. It is not according to my thoughts, but according to His flowing. So this week, I think Brother Ed Marks, he was sharing that if we're not in the flow, then we have to get into the flow.
Amen.
So just enjoying this week, we just have to enter into the flow.
Amen.
And the Lord, it says in the last Roman numeral, it says, if we would be in the continuation of the book of Acts, we need to continue to live in the divine history, in the unique stream of the work of the Lord.
Amen.
By having an upper room consecration. So there's a unique stream of the work of the Lord, right?
Yeah.
He's working and He's flowing.
Yes.
And so we all have to enter into this same flow, the same stream, right? It's flowing from the throne of grace, the throne of God and the Lamb. So we have to enter into that flow and be in that same one flow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's only one flow.
Amen.
So the continuation of the book of Acts is not a continuation of a work. It's not a continuation of a movement.
Yes.
Actually, I enjoy that the continuation of the act is a continuation of a living.
Mm.
Yeah. That is a God-man living. That is Jesus living again in man.
Yeah.
So in the four Gospels book, we see that Jesus was living there. He lived a life that absolutely for God.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book of Acts, and in the New Testament, we saw the apostles, they are living such a life. They are living Christ.
Yeah.
And the Lord showed us that Paul was such a pattern. He was living Christ, expressing Christ. So recently, my wife and I, both of us have the feeling that though we attend many trainings and we are in the church life, we attend try to attend all the meetings, but it seems that Lord haven't been growing us for quite a long time. It seems that we remain the same. And last night we had some fellowship regarding how can the Lord go on in us.
Mm.
How can the Lord at once in us? So we had some fellowship together, and afterwards the Lord showed us His way. All we need to do is to come to the Lord. Amen. To enjoy Him, to spend time with Him.
Amen.
And we also have some verses we need to share with one another.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So our prayer is, Lord, do increase in us.
Amen.
At once in us.
Amen.
Cause us to grow in life.
Amen.
Cause us to spend time with You.
Amen.
So we really have a longing, Lord. We want to grow in life. We don't want to remain the same.
Amen.
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Verses in 1 Thessalonians the past couple weeks, especially leading up to and then during serving the young people at Peniel. This is 1 Thessalonians 1, 5 through 6, and then continuing on to 9. But basically the two, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, even as you know what kind of men you were among you for your sake. And then verse 6 says, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And then actually 7 continues to say, so that you became a pattern to all those who believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. So anyway, just the phrase, what kind of men we were among you for your sake, I've been using on this for a while. Because I remember very clearly the serving ones telling us, you know, you can, when you are shepherding others, and when you're caring for others, when you're preaching the gospel, you can only bring people as far as you are. So if you're only at a certain point, whoever you contact and whoever you save or whoever you are caring for, they can only go as far as to where you are. Actually, this is very apparent, you know, in piano teaching. You can only take your kids as far as you are, and then after that, then you can't help them anymore because they already have surpassed you. None of my students have gotten to that point yet, but it won't be long. So I'm like beginning to look around for teachers that can help them further than where I am. Anyway, I was considering this, and I was sharing this with the young people that I was serving up at Peniel. You know, we can only bring others to where we are. And actually, the only... When they consider how, you know, when I first read this verse, I was like, oh, that's scary though, right? If they're just imitating people, shouldn't they be imitating, you know? But actually, if your person is the Lord, then what they see and what they imitate is the Lord.
Right.
I don't know. I was just very struck that the need, yeah, my need, actually, is that I need to be one, right, who is not only taking the Lord as my person, but in my current condition, I need to place myself with saints who can bring me on to where they are, so that I can then be a pattern and take the people that I'm caring for further than where I am right now.
Amen.
And so, you know, it's very clear when you're with the saints, you're brought on further because there's more Christ, right, with the saints. When you're not with the saints, then you only go so far. You don't even know where you are.
Amen.
So anyway, I was encouraged that actually the gospel, as we enter this gospel season, as I was referred to, right, when the harvest is ripe, then, you know, not only are we out doing the gospel activities, but even in our living, I was so encouraged that they're doing the whole family thing, right? We want the college students to enter into households, because then what they see, right, they'll see what kind of men the saints are for their sake, and then they'll be brought further on, and they can enter in, and then they can then be patterns to the people who are in their classes and in their campus. So anyway, I don't know. I'm really encouraged. But, anyway, I'll end up positively. I'm encouraged. I need to put myself with the saints who can take me further, and I need to be one who can take those I care for further.
Amen.
And for this, then, you know, amen.
Amen.
Related, but not quite in the same vein. We weren't on this week, but I was looking in day two, and I was really touched again by the word regarding the overcomers. Especially because the young people were sharing a lot about how in the Summer School of Truth, they were really touched by this need for those who turn the age, right, that we are close to the end of this age, and that the Lord needs His overcomers. and a lot of them, you know, saying that, like, oh, we want to be those who, you know, bring the Lord back, right? So they're the ones who want to be useful vessels to the Lord. And, you know, in day two, they talk about how, you know, like, we may have a perception of, like, the overcomers being like, oh, they're, you know, individual believers who are very, very strong, or something like that. But, you know, that's not the Lord's way, right? The Lord's way is, while we may know names, right, if we think about the history in Acts, like, we know the apostles' names, and if we consider the continuation of Acts, we know the, you know, sort of the major names in the history of the Lord, and the Lord and his work and his recovery. But, you know, what they do is not for themselves, right? What the overcomers do is not just for themselves. Everything has to be from the church, right? For the sake of the church, right? You know, Martin Luther's, you know, work, right, in posting the thesis, like, that was for the sake of the whole church being recovered, right? It wasn't for his own personal glory, right? We may remember Amen. Him, but it's for the sake of the Lord's recovery, right? For his work in the church. So without the church, any work an individual believer does, no matter how great or how wonderful or how spiritual or how amazing, it can't be like the work, you know, it really can't be the work that brings the Lord back, because it's not in the body, right? Everything the Lord does is through the body. You know, that means that, like, any work you do, right, in the body can contribute. You know, maybe, Lord cover me, maybe, you know, you yourself individually won't be the overcomer, but the work you do in the body will bring forth overcomers, right? And the work you do in the body will bring the Lord back, right? So it's never, and I don't think there's anyone who, like, you can have the determination and the willingness, like, Lord, please make me an overcomer. But I think, you know, I think no one, like, who is, my belief is, like, no one who is an overcomer is thinking, oh, it's for me, right? This is for me individually to become an overcomer, right? Anything they do, you know, whether they are an overcomer or not, is for the church, right? Everything is for the sake of the body. So we really need to just learn to, you know, give all for the church. Don't think too much about, you know, what level we are at or what work we're doing, but that what I'm doing is for the church, wherever it is, right? Whatever state the church is in, whatever the state of the saints is, but, like, everything we do for the sake of the body will contribute, and corporately, right, to this corporate work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was very touched by this week's message. I don't know if you would wonder why the title is The Increase of Christ in the Continuation of the Book of Acts.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think to me, the key words are increase and continuation. And it actually shows again and again in the message. You know, when I was in high school, I learned history. I hated history. I was like, why do we need to learn about these dead people? you know. But then here, you know, this time when I read the outline, I was shocked that it says, well, actually Phoebe mentioned about this sentence. We need to continue to live in the
Amen.
Divine history.
Amen.
I think that modern Amen. People, we don't want to live in history, you know, live in the history. But then we can see that this is different. This is divine history. And these are not dead people, they are still living. I think we really need to see that. Otherwise, we would, you know, when this book comes to us, we would just think that, why do I need to learn this? Why do I bother, you know, knowing this? So I really appreciate that here it says that God wants to grow. On day three, it says that the word of God grew. And, you know, there are a few verses mentioned about this. And again, you know, how does word grow? It has to be related to life, right? If something is lifeless, it cannot grow. So we can see that the God is the living God, and the word is the living word. And we have to touch the living word,
right.
Touch the living God, in order for us to continue God's work. And I was very touched by the message. It says that somewhere it says that who is continuing to work together with God? And who can say, I also am working? We know that God is working, but can we say that we also are working? And I was very touched by Paul's testimony on his living pattern. And you know, after reading this, I told the Lord, I want to be today's Paul. You know, when we think about his first journey, fourth journey to Rome, actually, I think somewhere here it says that it was an unfortunate trip. But, you know, the angel appeared to him, and that was like so touching, you know. The angel told him, do not fear. You will stand before Caesar, right? And cheer up. So he was very encouraged by the Lord. I think that's why, you know, he can dwell in Rome for 2 years and welcome people. I'm thinking that if I'm unfortunate, I probably would say, you know, I would just wait to die. But then I think that Paul sees this vision so he can continue and he can consecrate himself to the Lord. I was also very touched by the upper room, you know, consecration. When he talks about the apostles, they did not just give up their jobs. They actually gave up everything for the Lord. I pray to the Lord, we will see this pattern and we will follow the Lord's pattern and Paul's pattern, and we can have a consecration life.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I appreciated Paul a lot through this week's morning revival, especially such a pattern. In particular, I really enjoyed the story of him being, you know, in the jail cell, right? And the brother points out, if we were in such a situation, we would probably be very discouraged and be like, I highly doubt this is the Lord. You know, I was following the Lord, and now I'm in jail. Now I'm getting, like, I'm in stocks, probably in a pretty uncomfortable situation. And then to continue to just trust in the Lord and realize this is of the Lord. And I don't know why this is of the Lord, but to really just follow the vision that he saw. And to just continue to trust in the Lord. I thought this was just encouraging, because especially all of us, we all go through different situations. And sometimes we don't understand, why is this the way that the Lord is bringing us? But Paul was obedient, you know, to the Lord. And to the point that even the soldier knew to ask that I want to receive the Lord. Because I know many times when I'm in a bad situation, I don't think people are probably going to receive the feeling that I need to receive the Lord. They're probably like, oh, I don't, is this guy even a believer maybe sometimes, right? I don't know if I'm such a pattern when I'm not in a hard situation. So it was just a good reminder, you know, that we need to be a living testimony to those around us. And Paul was such a person that, like our sister shared, that his living was a duplication of the Lord. And this is what Paul was after. He was after to add disciples to the Lord.
Amen.
And this is what it means to increase. It's not just a number, but to add ones that really are after God's heart's desire and ones that are actually in the flow of God.
Amen.
This is how the Lord comes back. The Lord doesn't come back just through numbers.
Amen.
Alone, but the Lord comes back through numbers of ones that are actually disciples.
Amen.
Ones that actually care for what's on God's heart and actually are in this one divine stream.
Amen.
And so I was just, you know, and it is scary, like our sister said, you know, are we living such a pattern before those that we're shepherding? That they would be ones that would be disciples. Are we adding disciples to the Lord? or were we just, you know, sharing the gospel and reading and, you know, doing good works per se? So it's just a healthy reminder that, you know, our living needs to be ones that produce disciples for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In Acts 26:18, we see the all-inclusive contents of our mission. And I appreciated seeing these seven points. It says, to open people's eyes, to turn them from darkness to light,
Amen.
To turn them from the authority of Satan to God,
Amen.
To help them receive forgiveness of sins,
Amen.
To help them be sanctified by faith, that they may have a common portion among the saints and be in the church life.
Amen.
Excuse me. And I appreciate it. In the outline, it says, we need to pray over the contents of our divine commission in Acts 26:18, asking the Lord to make them our experience and reality so that we can bring others into this experience. And I was very, very touched by the prayers that are in today's reading under day five. And I'll just read them to you. It says, we need to go to the Lord and pray, saying, Lord, open my eyes. I don't need knowledge, Lord. I need my eyes to be open.
Amen.
Lord, turn me from anything dark. I don't want to remain in darkness. Lord, turn me from darkness to light. This is spiritual reality. When we are in it, people will realize it when we contact them. And that's just one of the examples. The brotherly goes on to pray over every single one of these points in Acts 26:18. And I just appreciated the same thing. We can only bring others only as far as we have gone ourselves.
Amen.
And it said, when we pray, the first thing we must do is to help others to see. In
Amen.
Order to do this, we ourselves must have the vision and see the heavenly things.
Amen.
And I just appreciate it. The only way we can receive this kind of vision is to pray.
Amen.
And to learn to pray over each one of these items.
Amen.
That we ourselves would be turned from darkness to light. That
Amen.
We wouldn't be under the authority of Satan, but completely under the authority of God.
Amen.
To have a complete clearance and forgiveness
yes.
of sins,
yes.
and to be a fully sanctified person, to be in the church life. And then in this way, this becomes our vision, our experience, our reality. Only then, you know, because this is gospel season, it's starting already, only then can we bring others into the same thing. And I don't think I ever appreciated Acts 26:18 like this before. It says, it's the complete, perfect, and whole gospel,
yeah.
Acts 26:18. And my prayer is just, Lord, have mercy on me that I would be brought into this experience and reality, not just for my own sake, but so that we could, everyone that we contact would also, you know, all of our classmates, our roommates, you know, they would be brought into the same experience and reality.
Amen.
I think this week, starting with a very encouraging message, I don't
Amen.
Know whether you feel that way. When I was reading, you know, we see this, the book of Acts, there's no ending, right?
Yes.
And so we are in this continuation
hey,
of
hey,
this
hey.
Book of Acts.
Amen.
But gradually when I read until the day six, I see, there's so many people following the Lord, right?
Amen.
When the Lord in his 3.5 ministry, many are actually just crowd. There's only 120. So really his disciple. He's really cooperated with his move.
Okay.
So give me a warning that on one hand, I'm so encouraged. I'm in this divine history, but not necessarily we really give our cooperation to the Lord. We really need to jump into this divine stream. Right, and I think one way, or the very important way for us to jump into this divine stream is really we need to pray every day. When we pray ourselves into the triune God,
Amen.
We are one with His move.
Amen.
And also we need to let the world grow in us, then we are be able to be His disciple. So our move is one with his move.
Right.
Well, our history will be the continuation of the book of Acts.
Amen.
And also, you know, And the Lord will lead us, you know, we will see what is the, his current leading among us. You know, from a few weeks ago, we have a sharing fellowship with all the saints, right? That the Lord lead us, we need to have one-on-one shepherding.
Yes.
And that's, do we receive this burden and enter into this this burden?
Amen.
And right now we have this opportunity, September 4th. Now, when we make an announcement, we encourage the family to come, right? To know the students. But students, you need to come too. Otherwise, we come here, there's no one to be built with us. And it's not just for you to come. I think it is great, a golden opportunity. You can cooperate with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we would like to be knit together and become a fishing net, right? Amen. And this net won't tear. And that's a golden opportunity. We've been built together, and so we are able to, you know, contact on the campus, this coming student, incoming students, and they will be able to join us this divine history too.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage all of us, we are not just listen to this message, we really need to have such kind of living every day. We open to the Lord, we pray, and that the word grow and increase in us.
Amen.
And that naturally we will have the increase of Jesus, increase of Christ, and for the building up of the church.
Amen.
And that we will be in this divine history.
Amen.
Of the continuation of the book of Acts.
Amen. Amen. When I came to the church life in New York, I was very confused with a lot of religion. So a brother, I was sharing to a brother, and I thought, why people are, there is no oneness in the church. Like I was Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Catholic, you know, it was everywhere. So, and this brother said, he asked me, what is that really unites the church? And I said, love. He asked me, I said, love. He said, really what unites us is the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Spirit. Within the Spirit is the all love, the love. And really the Spirit, and so the book of Acts really, which is actually another brother called it the Acts of the Apostles through the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts really, when the Spirit comes, you have two aspects, right? He taught me about it. I didn't understand it. And he told me that in the book of Acts, the Spirit had two aspects, the Spirit of life and the Spirit of power. I didn't know that. So he said, the Spirit of life came when he resurrected, he came to the disciples, and he breathed the Spirit of life to them. That was the Spirit of life. And then in the upper room with 120, that was when the Lord pulled the Spirit of power, the authority to the church. So I said, wow, okay. So this is what we have, the Spirit of life inside of us, right? Which is through the anointed Spirit. Sometimes we don't want to hear, right? We don't listen to the anointed. And the Spirit of power, which is for the corporate, for the body of Christ, like it power to the church, authority. And this is what it really touched me, that we have the Spirit of life now. We can hear the Lord voice, right? Sometimes we don't want to listen to him. And then the Spirit of power is when the Spirit of power came to the church for the building up of the body of Christ, right? Like what you were saying. And really very touching, because Paul has been going through a lot of suffering. Right? And Paul tells once to the Galatians, are you foolish? Haven't you suffered enough? Don't you get it? Right? He's reprimanded the Galatians. And actually, I was telling my son, kind of sharing, said, you know, we have suffered enough, you know. I think your mom and I, we went through a lot already. Please, we just want you guys, you know, sister and you, don't bring us to more suffering. I think you're big enough. So now the college kids, you know, they're going to go to college. I know they're going to study hard, they're going to do good, so they can come and serve the Lord in the future. I mean, you can do that. But it's this, we have so many suffering that sometimes, like you said, we might be discouraged, right? But for example, I'm teaching people how to drive every day, and I know I'm risking my life every hour, and to get a student, I'm risking my life. I know that. They know that thing. But it's just that I keep calling his name all over, because I'm teaching somebody how to drive, and suddenly the student tells me his life, I'm getting divorced. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. He started going through all this. But I said, Lord, you want me to preach him the gospel? You want me to say, please help me out. I can't do this at the same time. But then he started talking. Oh, my wife is leaving me. What is that? Okay, we go slow and carefully, and I like I was sharing with you, like, preaching the gospel, and then you got at the end we stop at the class. I give a couple of minutes because I don't have much time. Right? I give him the Bible, then we pray, and now he passed the test yesterday. Right, he will have 5 kids, a little wife, one with him, and that's, and now he's so happy. He's so happy. He's going to Arizona with a kid, and he's going to read the word. I need to give him an address for the church in Arizona. He asked. So, but you see, all these sufferings that we go through, if we are in the Spirit, really the Lord will have control. He takes control, really. I mean, I could crash many times. Trust me, I could crash. I know you pray. I know you pray. You don't say, pray for me. Yes, I know you pray. That's why I don't crash. And I tell my kids, you know, I'll still be dead by now. People crash me in the back many times without even moving myself. But I should be dead by now. So, many times. And I remember when I was a kid, a truck passed through my leg, and I'm still alive. Many things, a bull pulled me out of the day, I went on the floor, I'm still alive. And then I went through all my life and said, well, there's a reason. He kept me alive. I understand. You know? And all these tribulations, things that we're going through, I enjoy it because I said, Lord, I can see you more. I can see you more every day. Oh my goodness, you are so great, you know? And I wish one day my kid could see as I see, you know, the Lord. But he's real. He's real. Yesterday, actually, I had another kid. He got in the car. And he's talking about, very hot, right? It's very hot, yeah. And he said, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's a lot of storm coming. Thunderstorm, 15-ton storm. I'm going to come now. Very strong. A lot of things are going on in California. People are suffering, lost their house and all of that. They're going through a lot. And I said to him, yeah, but don't worry. The Lord has control. I said,
amen.
To him, he's a new student. The Lord has control.
Amen.
And he's very real. And he said to me, he's 17. I think you are the only people that think the thing like that. Oh, really? Where are you? He was Spanish, Puerto Rican. You're a Christian, right? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Well, you should feel the same. Well, I don't know, really, I don't know much. But he said to me, I started saying a few things, of course, you know. But I think he was happy. I talked to him about it and went to his dad. He thought, he was talking to me about God. His dad called me. Are you destructive, Sergio? Are you destructive for my son? Yes. Can I ask you a favor? What? You still talk to me about my son, about religion? Oh, sure, no problem. Okay. See, the gates of hate is going to rise up. The gates of hate is going to rise up, but will not prevail. See, the parents really doesn't have the testimony of Christ. What could they teach the kids? What did the kids could see? But we have to keep praying. I keep praying. Like I told Brother Kyle, I need the prayers of the saints. I cannot do this alone.
Amen.
The Lord wants me to be there, but I need the prayer of the saints. That's the only way I can continue. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I would encourage the young saints to share before I share. Okay. Anyway, Church in Memphis in the week 5 of this morning revival. And so it's kind of all the way into the message. And the title of week 5 actually is to be cited. It's the increase of Christ in the believers, being their spiritual progress and growth in life. Word here is very peculiar. But here to me, it is called spiritual progress. Mm-hmm. So, and this message primarily is based on Brother Watchman Nee's word. And when you read it, you know this is Brother Nee talking. And what here, not only talking about the Spirit, but also he's talking about our soul. I'm not talking about ourselves, but very particular talking about the will. You know, in our soul, we have three parts, right? We have mind, emotion, and will. And I just want to read this one, and the word here is really made a deep impress on me. Here it said, this is actually day six of this week. Here it says this. It said, the emotion is only what we feel. You use the word only, right? The mind is only what we think. Then he said, but the will is what we want. The will. Hence, the will is the most important part of our whole being. Have you ever thought of that? The will. He said, man's will is deeper than his emotion and mind. He said, it's therefore when the believer pursued after the spiritual life, he has to pay attention to the will. So now we just kind of drill all the way down now to the will. The will, now so. So what Bradley is talking, what is he talking about? What he's talking about is this spiritual progress, okay, is actually called back to what we did at the beginning, the increase of Christ. It has nothing to do with the increase of the activities that we're into. I know you guys are going into this gospel season. And there will be a lot of activity that will be coming soon, right? But remember this. If we are just looking at, we are after the increase of activities, then according to Brother Nee, this actually is what? This is the religious progress. Okay. This is not what we are after. Right? What we are after is what? Spiritual progress. Okay. It's so critical.
Amen.
And the reason it's critical is that this is what really separate the lost recovery from all the other denominations.
Amen.
Right? Yes, we need to have activities. However, these activities has to be what? Part of spiritual progress. And for this spiritual progress to able to come bear about is what? It has to do with our regenerate spirit, but also what? Our renewed spirit.
Amen.
And the key verse here, I believe, this whole week, is that Ephesians 4:23. Paul not only prayed for our spirit, but what he prayed for. He prayed this, and that you be renewed.
Amen.
In the spirit of your mind.
Amen.
And we will know what Paul meant in the spirit of your mind. It means what? That spirit is no longer just the spirit itself, but what is what? The spirit now become the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
Oh, to great extent, the spirit actually become the spirit of our will. Because the will actually is what? What we will be engaged in. What we decide to do, what we decide not to do. And Brother Nee has a very profound illustration of our will. He said, in our will, actually has two parts. In order to really submit our will, there are two parts of it. The first one is what? I'm just going to read it, so I'm not going to misquote it. Okay. Here it says, right, there's two steps. I have never thought of it. There are two steps in the union of the will with God. We all need to learn this, okay? And the one step is for God to subdue the activities of our will. And the other step is for God to subdue the light of our will. So there's a will in there's a light in our will. So the brother Nee used the illustration. He said, yes, a good servant is the one that carry out all the order according to the master, all the activities.
Amen.
Faithful servant. But then brother Nee even further pointed out, he said that a son is what? He said, a son is so inhomogeneous with the father's will. So not only he will carry out all the father's will, but he will carry out what? In his delightness. When we are in the gospel season, not only we engage in this gospel activity, but we need to be engaged in the activity in such what? With the delightfulness.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So it's so critical, you know, for all of us, you know, to be able to get into it, such that we are not just in activities. We are not just in the for the religious progress. We are here for the spiritual progress.
Amen.
For building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord pour out his blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
To the church in Piscataway.
Amen. Amen.
To advance in his work. Amen. In the campus.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't want to say anything. I just come back from China.
Amen.
I spent 45 days over there. I just bring the good news.
Amen.
Before I go there, I think more rule, more government, you know, the control. So everything getting difficult. But I was wrong. Amen.
Amen.
Life, death cannot hold the life.
Amen.
Our God is a living God. It's not a dead God. Yeah. It's a living God.
Amen. Yeah.
Nobody can stop his
yeah.
work.
Amen.
It's continue. Propagation, continue
Amen.
Increase.
Amen.
When I left 2009, when Shepherd was married, that time I come back. Only we have 9 districts, but right now it's 15 districts in Shanghai. I visit all the saints. I used to preach gospel to them, but now they have a burden. Now they all grow up, take care of a lot of the saints. Wow, I cannot imagine. Used to play mahjong, but right now they come all to sing the hymn, preach the gospel.
Amen.
Can you believe? Because our God is a living God.
Amen. Amen.
The first time, 2004, I was there. I want to copy Watch My Knee, because that time I was celebrating my 50 years birthday. You know, when Watch My Knee, 50 years birthday, after that, he was catched, put in the Shanghai, the jail called Tilan Chao, put him there. Then after all his life, he was being locked in the Anhui. So all the saints, when we come to the Shanghai, we make a strong will. We say, wow, we'll be another Watchman Nee. Oh, so I celebrate 50 years birthday. I said, I won't be another martyr. Nah. Doesn't need too much matter, watch my knee. Our God is a living God.
Amen.
And continue walking there. Wow. I saw there's life still growing. Amen. I just tell you the good news. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Death cannot hold the life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
Praise you, you are the head.
Amen.
Body and you are one.
Amen.
And you have commissioned us.
Amen.
To open people's eyes.
Amen.
Deliver them from a darkness to light.
Amen.
And even transfer them from Satan.
Amen.
Oh, the authority of Satan to God.
Amen.
Oh, we pray.
Amen.
That the word of God in us will grow.
Amen.
Grow into the light.
Amen.
We're not here for any movement and activity.
Amen.
We are for your kingdom to be brought
Amen.
All to the earth.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Be with us and be with your church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, be with us, be with your church.
Amen.
Oh, do increase
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
Grow in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Yes, Lord, thank you for another week.
Amen.
Part of your continuation.
Amen.
Oh, we give ourselves to you again.
Amen.
Thank you, you're going forth.
Amen.
Thank you, we can be one with you.
Amen.
We can increase yourself in us.
Amen.
Bring us into all the spiritual reality.
Amen.
We would not be in darkness.
Amen.
We would not be under Satan's authority.
Amen.
Grant us such a living.
Amen.
A living of the kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
No matter what the enemy does, Lord, you will prevail.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you because you're watching for your church.
Amen.
We're watching for all the saints.
Amen.
Watching for the young people.
Amen.
So they live the life of the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, you can continue to increase in us.
Amen.
Oh, day by day.
Amen.
Oh, we are joining into this divine stream.
Amen.
Oh, divine history.
Amen.
Oh, open our eyes.
Amen.
Oh, to see.
Amen.
Oh, to see your way.
Amen.
Oh, your flow.
Amen.
Oh, turn us.
Amen.
Oh, turn us from darkness.
Amen.
Oh, to light.
Amen.
Oh, so we can turn others.
Amen.
Oh, into life.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. May your light increase all of us.
Amen.
Also, not only that we enjoy you.
Amen.
We can also bring others to enjoy you.
Amen.
Also, to the extent that you, we are really enjoying you.
Amen.
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 Reminder, if you didn't help this morning, you're on kitchen duty.